colleagues. On the side of the NCOP chairperson, we have yourself, Ms. Maleka, Mr. Baha, Ms. Letuli. Mr. Ntshabaleng has not joined yet, chairperson. Thank you.
And on the NA.
Maybe Annalisa, would you please just do your attendance for us? Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Michelle. Good evening, chairpersons and members. From the PC side, we've got Honorable Ndaba, Maluleke, Ntlangwini, Mgweba. We're still waiting for Honorable Mpiti and Masiko to join the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. I just needed to do a roll call before we start. It is now 6 o'clock. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this very important meeting of the subcommittee who's dealing with the filling of the vacancy on the NYDA. Welcome, Chairperson. Welcome, honorable members and all our staff members. I know that from the select committee members, we are busy since 10 o'clock this morning, but when duty calls, we are always available. I think we've got a quorum in the meeting. If you can just check on the other members that didn't join yet. Let me then ask, members, ask Marcel to read us the agenda. And if we then can agree to adopt the agenda, thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Our meeting for tonight starts at 6 o'clock, and you have introduced and opened the meeting, Chair. Our agenda items include the opening and welcome. We've just done that. Apologies from the NCOP side. I haven't received any apologies. Then we'll consider and adopt the committee program on the filling of the vacancies in the NYDA. The fourth item on the agenda is the consideration of the advert on the filling of vacancies, and then our next item would be the closure of the meeting.
Thank you very much, Marcel. Can I have a mover to adopt the agenda and also second?
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you, Member Baha.
Sorry, the second. Hello, Honorable Chair. Good evening. I second the agenda.
Thank you, Member Gweba. So the agenda is being adopted. I will now ask if there is any apologies from the PC and from the SC, please. I believe there's none from the select committee, according to Marcel. Nellis, what do you have? Any apologies from your side?
Thank you, Chairperson. I have not received any apology from the member side. It's only one staff member who has family commitment. He had to take his son to school, the school activity, Ms. Christel Levente. She won't be able to join us today.
Thank you, members. I think we must move to item number 3, is the consideration and the adoption of the committee program on the filling of vacancies in the NYDA. I will ask Marcel to flag the proposed program and to go through that for us, please.
Chairperson, would you like me to talk the committee through the program, or would you like to do that?
No, you can do that, Marcel.
Thank you, Chair. From the draft program that was developed, members, we have, which is today, Tuesday the 9th, the meeting to consider the adoption of the criteria of the advert as well as the revised committee program. In our last meeting, we had decided to make some changes to the program, and this is the program that we produced today for that to take effect. Friday the 12th, we are considering the criteria for shortlisting. It was decided that this meeting would be an open meeting. We have set aside the 15th to the 19th of March, which is 5 days in preparation of the advert.
Sorry, Chair. Marcel.
Yes, Chair.
The meeting for the criteria is not open.
Okay, Chair. I'll make that correction. Can I move on, Chairperson?
Yeah, you must correct that. Why did you put wrong things? Because even yesterday in the management, we said it. It's not even visual. The meeting of the criteria is not visual. All of us will be in one room in Cape Town.
I'll make that change, Chairperson.
Thank you, Marcel. Continue.
So
15 to the 19th.
Continue, Marcel.
Thank you, Chairperson. 15th to the 19th of March, we've allocated 5 days for the preparation of the advert, including translation of the adverts in the various languages, sourcing of quotes, and obtaining approvals. Following that, we have 3 weeks advertising in print media and calling for nominations for filling of the vacancies on the board. We have a constituency period as well as an Easter weekend. Thereafter, we are uploading the CVs on the parliamentary websites. We are uploading on Uvumba for members to access. That we've calculated 10 days, then we're moving to the second term. Following that, we have 4 weeks for the content team to do summaries of the CVs. We've set aside Tuesday the 25th of May for shortlisting of the candidates. The 26th of May to the 15th of June, which is 2 weeks, we'll submit those names for vetting as well as verification of qualifications and also publicize the shortlisted candidates. We then enter another constituency period. Thereafter, there's a discussion on interview questions, structure and selection process, as well as the squad.
Okay.
We have interviews.
Again, Chair, on Tuesday, the 25th, May 2021, shortlisting is not visually, it's Parliament.
Marcel, if you can just rectify that and then continue.
Yes, Chairperson, I'll change that. We have set aside 4 days for interviews from the 22nd of June to the 25th. Thereafter, deliberations on the candidates on Tuesday, the 29th of June. And the last meeting concluding the business on the NYDA is Wednesday, the 30th of June, where the committees individually would adopt their draft reports. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Marcel. Chairperson, from your side, is there still any corrections that you think must happen? If there's none, I will open it up for discussion. Is there any members that wants to ask questions or give an input in the proposed program? You can raise your hand. The member from the EFF, You can continue.
Thank you very much, Chair. No, it's just a point of clarity, Chairperson, on the 12th to the 23rd of April. It's mentioned the uploading of CVs and civil society's comments onto Parliament website and upload to Uvumba, right? So it means that we'll get CVs there. We're not going to get CVs as members of Parliament. We must go and upload, we must go and retrieve it from there.
Maybe if I can ask Neliswa to come in and answer the member there, please.
Let me answer Thank first. Members of Parliament are going to get the CVs. The staff members are going to send the CVs to all of us as members of the subcommittee. By the time they upload all the CVs in Uvimba, we will be having our own CVs our emails. So members will be updated every time on how far are we and what is going to happen. So the first uploading is the what we have received from applicants.
Jefferson?
Yes, Chair.
I just need to ask Neliswa if the hard copies will be sent to members like we did in the last round. Neliswa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Chair.
Can you just answer that question if the hard copies will be also sent to members?
We will not be able to send the hard copies, Chairperson, because
maybe there's something wrong with the network.
We are not in the office. To the office.
Okay, thank you for that clarity. Chairperson, you can...
It's my side.
Chairperson, you can continue.
Okay. I think the other issue that we were supposed to discuss, Chair, on the uploading of CVs, is whether we are going to publicize all the CVs raw as they are, or we are going to publish CVs of people that we would have shortlisted. I'm sure this is a point for discussion that we are throwing to the meeting. On whether must we publish all CVs like last time, or must we publish only CVs of the people that we would have shortlisted? Because we have seen in other committees that they don't publish every CV that they receive. They publish only those that they have shortlisted. So this is what, Chair, we said we are going to throw to the meeting so that members can advise on which one do they prefer. That's why we are agreeing with Neliswa that we're not going to have hard copies because of the volume of the package that has to be compiled by them, and it's not going to assist us because you know, Chair, last time it was easy for us electronically. When they are sent electronically, we are able to browse in and read as and when we want to read. But if it's hard copies, it's going to be difficult because maybe one member, I'm not even sure which will be able to carry all those volumes of CVs in hard copies.
Thank you, Chairperson. Member Mpiti.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and a very good evening to all colleagues on the Zoom call. Just to comment on the matter on the issue of the publishing of CVs, I would really like to put forward the fact that we publish all the initial CVs that are received in terms of the applicants who apply, and also at the same time, simultaneously, when the time comes, publish the shortlisted CVs so that there is a transparent process and everybody is able to view the process from the beginning to end in terms of the CVs that are being published. I am aware that there was an email from one of the candidates that stated that they felt that their confidential information was made available publicly in terms of the publishing of the CVs. But I think that's maybe something that needs to be included somehow in the advert to say that the information that is submitted will be made public, and that any candidate that does apply must be aware of that fact that the CVs will be made public. And of course, personal information is included in the CV. So that is something that we also need to be able to consider. But my recommendation is that we do publish both the preliminary CVs that are submitted as well as the shortlisted candidates. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Member Mpiti, Member Masiko.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, and good evening to yourself and the honorable members. Chair, I think one is covered with regards to the matter that was raised by the Honorable Chairperson relating to the hard copy versus the electronic copy. I think the system that we had used the last time, Chairperson, was quite convenient and workable for us, and quite easier because you would be able to search up any CV that you had required, and it would easily come up. So I don't think it would be workable for us to get the actual hard copies, noting the fact that we are now moving towards the greener side and leniency towards the environment. There would be a lot of paperwork to deal with if we would give individual members the hard copies for the CVs. That's the first one. Secondly, Chairperson, I remember at some point during the shortlisting process, Mr. Tembe had raised the issue of the uploading of CVs for public comment. But I think at that time he was not specific on whether it should be before the shortlisting or after the shortlisting. So I think we would request to be guided by him so that we won't, I think, because the uploading of CVs on its own as well is it tends to become a bit of a tedious process over and time consuming. But I hear what Honorable Mpiti is saying in relation to being open and transparent. And I also support the fact that we remove all the personal details of the applicant, but only leave the name and also then the work that the individual has done and all these other the other information which is relevant but not personal in terms of contact details and IDs. We undertake the same process that we had undertaken the last time. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Member Masiko. Member Maleka. Maleka. Sorry, maybe there's something wrong with the with the network. Chairperson.
Okay. Chair, I think I want to support Honorable Masiko Mpitu on the one that we are going to publish the CVs as they are but we are not going to publish the CVs for the second time, Honorable Mpiti. The second time, we just published the names of people that we have shortlisted. But what the staff is going to do for us, all the people that we would have shortlisted, they are going to then take all those CVs and shorten. They will take out all those CVs for us and resend them to us. Meaning from that big document, they will take only those that we would have shortlisted so that we have a short document that rather than us paging that long list of names we have received from the people. And then I also support that we must not publish the ID numbers as we have done the last time. We must make sure that as Abukashifa, they know that they must remove the ID numbers of people before they publish the CVs. That one, it's important.
Chair, I think I'm having a challenge with the network.
Malika, you back?
Yeah, it's a network problem, I think, because I was trying to.
Sorry, Palega and hey. Shepherdson. I think we must move away to that issue of maybe there won't be transparency. This process is transparent, honorable members. And that's why it's open. Everybody can see it. So it must be in our minds as honorable members that there's no secret here. Because last time, it's us as members who made the public think that maybe there were shenanigans that were happening in the in the subcommittee meetings, and now people started to be like there are other things that are happening behind the scenes that they don't know. So our meetings are open. That's why there will be a notification that the meetings are sitting when. So I'm appealing to members that I think we must be on the same page and sing from the same hymn book that our meetings are transparent. It's only one meeting that is a closed meeting.
Thank you, Chairperson. Member Maleka, you can continue after you. It will be Member Nkiba, and then it will be Member Chabaleng in that order. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine, I want to check the in that one for Friday, the 12th of March, the consideration of criteria for shortlisting, that one, the closed meeting, Chair, in Parliament, because I don't know where we're going to that before we do the advertisement or what is it? Because yesterday I thought we said visual. I don't know where I'm lost. because now the chairperson said it is a closed meeting.
Thank you, Member Maleka. I also remember it will be virtual and we will only have one closed meeting, and the closed meeting will be on the end. Let me just check. Closed meeting will be Monday, 21st of June, 2020, when we are doing discussion and interviews, question structure and selection process, and the scorecard.
Yeah, it's two meetings, yeah. All right.
We only will have one closed meeting, and Friday's meeting will be a virtual meeting. I agree with Member Maleka.
No, in fact, you must correct that one, Eche. We're going to have two closed meetings. In fact, it's not a Friday. It's next week. I think it's next. This meeting is next week.
No, on the program chair, Friday the 12th.
On that day, I know I'm not available. It's next week. I don't know what happened when we're correcting the dates.
Chairperson.
The one of the 12th is next week. I know Friday I'm not available.
Yes.
Chair, my hand is up.
Is it Masiko?
On this matter. Yes, it's Masiko.
Thank you.
Yes, Chair, I don't know. Maybe I missed it in yesterday's meeting. Management meeting, but I'm just thinking about the practicality of discussing a process in terms of the criteria that we will use to shortlist way before the actual shortlisting process. I would have thought maybe it would be more practical if we bring it closer to the initial, when we start the shortlisting process, then we discuss the shortlisting of the criteria just before we start to shortlist, because sometimes we know that, in terms of the information, I'm not saying or casting aspersions on any of the honorable members since we've taken oath, but for me, just to limit any other risks which are attached to this process, for me, it would be a risk mitigation strategy that we actually discuss the criteria closer to this time that we will be starting the shortlisting process. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Masiko. I want to agree on that one. So if we can take out then Friday the 12th of March, consideration of criteria for shortlisting, a closed meeting, that we move that closer to that time. Marcel, can you move this? So that we can see what date we must put it in.
Yeah, I agree with you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Masiko. We can't discuss the criteria before the actual shortlisting.
So, Chairperson, shortlisting, according to the proposed program, will happen on Tuesday, 25th of May. So then, which means we must, and that will happen at Parliament, which means we must put that closed meeting maybe in the morning and continue with the shortlisting of candidates for the 25th. Or we must do it the Monday.
Yeah, in fact, you remember last time, Chair, there was even a confusion whereby we were awaiting the screening, and you must remove vetting its screening, screening of applicants, and verification of qualifications. I think you remember we waited. That we must finish with we must receive the report, and after when we saw that the screening report is not coming forth, we then started to shortlist because we are running out of time. But as and when we were busy with that, we even allowed candidates If a candidate was shortlisted and the screening report comes to us having a negative report, and then those candidates were even asked about their past inside the interviews. So I agree with you. It must be on the 24th, Chair?
Yes, Chairperson. If we can move it to the Monday, 24th of May, and then we start with a short listing the Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock, and this will happen at Parliament.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Honorable Masiko.
It's Member Niba, Chabaleng, and Member Letuli.
Oh, sorry, Chairpersons. Good day to all the members and all my colleagues. Chairperson, I would have liked to advise once all the members have really given their input on this specific program of the 12th to 23rd of April, if you would allow me, Chairperson. If there are any members who still have gotten input, so that you give me last as my point of advice, if you allow it, Chair.
Okay. So let's move to Member Chabaleng, Member Letuli.
Thanks, Chairperson. I just wanted to check. I'm sorry I connected late because the reception was very poor. So the link I got lost. But I'm finally here. The publication of CVs. If we receive 10,000 CVs, you mean we're going to publish those 10,000 CVs? Or are we talking about the publicizing, let's say, the short list? I just want to check that.
Thank you, Member Chabaleng. Member Tuli.
Greetings and thanks, Chairperson. No, I'm covered. Mine was around the first one, the 12th of March. So I'm covered on it. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Ms. Neba.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, for the opportunity. Chairperson, I would like to advise with regard to the uploading of CVs on the parliamentary website. Having learned from the previous exercise, Chairperson, that activity depends on what the intention of the committee will be of advertising all CVs that would have been received. In this instance, maybe in our last, we received 700 odd CVs. We anticipate that we will receive maybe more this time around. Now, depending on what is the plan of the committee with regard to publishing all CVs on the parliamentary website, one would agree to say that yes, if the committee is planning to do X, Y, and Z, then the committee could then agree to post all CVs on or to publish all CVs as they would have been received. We would also keep a record of all CVs, as you would see on that same date, that CVs would at the same time be uploaded on Uvimba, which is an official parliamentary record, where we'll keep all information that would have been received without it being published. So I want to also agree with some of the members to say, we will rather stick to shortlist of, to publishing of all shortlisted candidates, rather than publishing all the CVs. But if the committee feels strongly about publishing all CVs, what is the plan of the committee with regard to that? Otherwise, CVs would be available on November for any member who'd want to access those CVs. So my advice would be really against publishing such a big volume of CVs if there is no plan of what the committee intends to do with those CVs. But then my advice would be then rather publish all the shortlisted ones, because with the shortlisted ones, we'll publish the CV as it is. We will remove the personal details on it. With the shortlisted one, one wants to get any comments from the public on a particular candidate that would be interviewed, then that information will be useful information that could be used by the panel at the interview process, for an example. So, Chair, with that said, really publishing all CVs, if it does not serve a particular purpose, I would advise against it, but rather we focus on the shortlisted candidates that would be published only. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you for that advice. I think it is the view of the committee that we will publish the shortlisting CVs and that we will and that the staff will upload on the website all applicants, but they will remove the personal, very confidential information from that. I think that is the agreement in here, and thanks for the advice. Thank you.
Sorry, Chairperson, again.
Yes.
Sorry, Chair, but the second one, Chairperson, is the meeting of the discussion on the criteria of the shortlisting criteria that the committee is saying that it must be, it's going to be an open meeting, a closed meeting. I don't know whether that has been clarified now, whether it's going to be a closed or an open meeting.
Hey, no, we don't get a late meeting in.
Oh, Chair. It's fine.
Getting late as we are move.
Okay, Chair.
Thank you very much for that.
Can you clarify your roundup your summing up of the publishing of CVs? What did you say?
I said it will only be the view of the meeting is that it will only be the shortlisting candidates that will be published, but the staff will upload CVs as it come in, as it is on the program on Uvimba. But the publishing of CVs will only be the shortlisting candidates.
Is that the meeting? Remember, I put that proposal on our proposal yesterday to the meeting.
Yes.
And then Honorable Mpiti came with another motion that no, for transparency purposes, let's publish all the CVs on Uvimba. That's what she was saying. And then Honorable Nshabeleng is asking us on whether we are going to publish the shortlisted candidates CVs only, or we are going to publish all the CVs. So before me and you, we round up a resolution, maybe let's hear other members, what are they going to say, so that we don't close them out, because it's there's a motion by Honorable MPT who feels strong that we must publish all of them. Let's hear other members.
Chairperson, can I just ask the members if they already spoken to lower their hands, because I see hands that was up and I don't know if it's an old hand.
Okay.
Thank you. So I see Klangwini from the EFF, Member Gweba from the ANC, and Member Masiko. In that order, thank you.
Thanks very much, Chair. I think because of the previous incidents that were happening in terms of the selection of the board, I think we don't want to come back, and we all would agree that we don't want to come back the third round into this process, because this is now the second round and we haven't even have a board within this process. So in order to delay processes. I mean, it won't hurt to publish, or even in fact to put all of the people that have applied onto the Vumba system, and then we put up the ones that were shortlisted wherever it needs to be published. I mean, that won't hurt, just in order to have a level of transparency, Chair, to out there to say the process is open, it's transparent, and we have nothing to hide. We have no hidden list that must come from somewhere. And it will also help us to move forward and put out all of this fears of or underlining issues that people are having as to how this NYDA board is being selected and so forth. So let's do processes to the T and as transparent as possible at our disposal and as cost effective to our disposal as what we are having currently on hand. That will be my input, Chair, but let's not cut corners just for or do things for the sake of to be done. Let's do it in a most transparent way and the cost-effective way at what we are having currently available and move forward so that we don't come back here a third round. Thank
you, Mem Gweba.
Thank you very much, Chair. One will wish to agree with the proposal that has been made by the Chair in the first round, and also what has been an advice from Ms. Giba. That UVimba, it's a program of parliament. And where all the CVs will be then uploaded. And I will then, Chair, propose that let's, you know, publicize the shortlisted candidates. And if then there are issues in terms of the CVs, then we'll then go back to the program of parliament, which is on the eve of UVimba, so that we don't experience what we have experienced in the previous process, where CVs of all the sides from Facebook and so I will then advise that let's follow what has been an advice from the Ms. Giba and also what has been proposed by the Honorable Chair. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Ms. Giba. Member Lutuli.
Thank you, Chairperson. Again, I don't think we have anything to lose if we put all the CVs. Giri is saying we are trying to be transparent and then we have nothing to hide. So even if we can put 10,000 CVs and then we shortlist only 20, it means the public will know that everything was transparent and then there was no hidden list as the honorable was saying. So I don't think it's cost effective to upload all the CVs. So I think we should just upload everything that will come to us and then we take it from there. Thank you.
Can I come in?
Yes, Chairperson.
Yeah, let's close this with this to avoid unnecessary allegations. Let's publicize them. Whether they are 20,000, let the people of South Africa see them, that they are 20,000. And it's fine because it will cut all these other things of an unnecessary distrust from the public, that now, last time you did, you publicized all of them. Why this time? So let's publicize all of them.
Thank you. Let's conclude on this matter. Is there any other discussions on the proposed program, or can I go?
Chairperson.
Yes.
Chairperson here.
Can members please lower their hands if they finish speaking? It's very confusing. And then it will be Member Chabaleng and Member Baga.
Chairperson, the question of us as members of parliament, we have a particular responsibility of taking decisions. Whether those decisions are appealing to whoever, but I think we need to be able to follow some logic of sorts. You know, anyone who has dealt with advertisements before will know that there are people who will apply regardless of what the criteria says, you know. Does it mean all those also will have to be published, will have to be captured and published? If that is the case, then I rest my case. I don't agree with that, but if the majority wants it, then they can have it. But we have to take decisions and not just be dictated to by popular, you know, that's a very populist thing. Somebody will say, I applied and my CV was not published, and they applied for something else that is not related to what is in the NDA, NYDA advert. Let's publish them and see what the public will say. They will tear us to pieces. But anyway, let's go.
Thank you, Member Chabaleng. Member Baga, did you want to say something?
Yes, Chairperson, I hope that you are able to hear me.
We can hear you.
We thank you.
Yes, thank you. I wonder.
Yeah, good, sir. I wanted
to check. Go and manage, Loy. Can't you make me show my meeting in? Go and Loy.
And he waited for me to speak and then came in. Yeah, no, Chairperson, I wanted to check who has access to Uvimba. Is it only the members, or anybody who has sent his CV will have access to Uvimba? I just want clarity on that one before I make my viewpoint on this thing.
Thank you, Member Baga. Can Member Baga be assisted?
Yes, I can assist, Chairperson.
Yes.
All members of the committee will have access to Uvimba, because once the CVs are uploaded, a certain link gets sent to each member of the committee so that that member can access that Uvimba. It's only the members of the committee that has access on Uvimba.
Thank you. Member Baga, you can continue.
Chair, I don't know. I wanted to come in, but I think that we are almost agreed on this thing to say that we will proceed to publicize everybody who has applied, irrespective of whether the person meets the actual requirements or not.
Yeah, you're correct. That's not
you're correct. Problem. You're correct, Member Baga.
You're correct. It's not our problem that a person on a standard three will apply, publish a young kid.
I think that in any organization, because my concern, we will upload everything that we got, irrespective of whether the person meets or does not meet the criteria. For me, it goes back to what
publication of CVs, yes, would be a nice to have, but we also would want to address issues as have been said of transparencies. But we also are guided by the National Youth Development Act, which is Act 54, which in section 9, subsection 3A, which speaks to the issue of the appointment and conditions of service of the board. Subsection 3A says that a short list of candidates for appointment is published. That's what subsection 3A of the Act says in terms of the publication. But if the committee then says that members feel that we can publish everything, for me, it's still not a problem. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Chairperson, can I hand over to you to... Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair, because, you know, there's a difference between shortlisted candidates where everybody, after publishing the names of the people that we have shortlisted, remember, honorable members, you were part of this process. After we have shortlisted candidates, we published all the names of the people that we have shortlisted. That's why everyone was checking now each and every candidate that we have shortlisted in terms of whether those people, they do meet the requirements as per the advert. Because we must not fall into a trap whereby we'll want to account for individuals who have applied even if they don't meet the criteria. The first publishing of the CVs, it's everyone who have applied. The people want to see that have we received their CVs. Even organizations wants to see whether there are people that those people that they have nominated have been captured in by us. So, and we're able even to cover ourselves that when a person says, I have submitted these documents. It was easy for us, honorable members, to go to Uvimba and look at what the person has submitted. And they were able to respond back to organizations and to individuals that according to what we have received. Remember, they register, each and our staff members, they register all CVs as they are. That in this CV, we have received Ubabo Bakha, we received his CV, we did not receive his certificates. So if a person, we disqualify a person and say this one did not submit our qualifications, but Iyasho, he advocated to submit a CV with qualifications or any other certificates that you have. It was easy for us because we have a record. So that's, and then everybody was criticized by social media according to what the person has submitted. We are not accountable for people, Babu Bakha, who submit CVs as one would qualify. That's why we're able to even defend other candidates who didn't have a degrees, that in terms of the act does not talk about qualifications or whatsoever. That's why even when we were criticized with our advert, we said it, that the act is silence. So let's do it the way we have done it last year, because Tina, we are able. You see, even the ones that we shortlisted, the last seven that we recommended, none of the people were complaining about their qualifications, because when they looked at the qualifications, all those people were highly qualified. They were raising other things. So what we're saying, for transparency reasons, let's publish everything that we have received. Our staff members must register each and every thing that they receive from a candidates, because it makes life easy for us. We go to Uvimba and we check that Natasha and Tlangwini have submitted what. This thing of us maybe being afraid, which abantu bazosibuza ukuthi why was I not shortlisted? If we are coming with a number that you are shortlisting, we are going to shortlist 30 people, it's up to the committee to make its own discretion on how many people are we going to shortlist. There's no way that you'll shortlist 10,000 CVs. It has never happened even in any other workplace. That's why when you look at the legal opinions, we were covered with some of most of the things, except those ones that they raised, Mhlambe ke zabo demographics, but we've covered ourselves. So it's not a train smash, honorable members. Let's publicize all the CVs as we are going to receive them. And the staff, remember, they write what they have received. If a person has submitted a lotto, it's not the problem of staff. It's a problem yeah, organization nominated low muntu, the individual that has applied who didn't read the advert which may team. So Masinga's is the responsibility ending unnecessary. I think when coming to this one, we've closed this one, Honorable Chair. Let's move to the next item.
Thank you, Chairperson. Now we must first adopt the program. I need a mover for the adoption of the program. And a second, you can raise your hands, members. Member Masiko.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of the program with the amendments. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Member Tlangwini.
Chair, I move to second adoption of the program.
Thanks a lot. We can move to the next item. I will hand over to the chairperson to handle the next item on the agenda. Thank you. Chair, are you there?
Oh, okay. I have received a message from Honorable Hlongo right now, honorable members. And already there's a person called Tembinkosi Young, it's written like the Tembinkosi Young Blood Josop. This person has already written, Parliament Committee on Youth is currently busy with the program on the appointment of the National Youth Development Agency Board. I can tell you that they are already clearing illegalities. It's up to you what you want to do with it. Now I'm tired of telling honorable people to act honorably through courts. I've already identified two errors that when you see, that's why, honorable members, when we're dealing with this process, we must be very focused. We must avoid a situation whereby we'll make the public not to be confident on what we are doing. That's why we are suggesting that most of the meeting, it will be better if we go to Parliament when we're dealing with issues, when we're dealing with this process. You can't stop the public from saying whatever, but we must try our level best that we do things correctly as much as we can. I see Honorable Masip up since, but we've closed that one. We're going to publicize all the CVs. And then let's go to the next. Chiba?
Yes, Chair.
I don't know.
I think
the next item.
The next item is the consideration of the advertisement, Chairperson. I think that will be screened by the Secretariat. And then the legal advisors will then take us through Dembe and the Njikela between the two of them.
Mr. Njikela, may you please present the advert? It is, and whatever, it's not according to the Act and the Constitution.
Thank you very much, Chair, and good evening to the members. We had a look at the advert that was circulated by the Secretariat. You will remember, Chair, there was one particular concern that had arisen during the last process, and it related to the issue of the age criterion. There was a specific applicant who complained that he was excluded from the process on the basis of his age. The committee had taken a decision that it will only shortlist people who are under the age of 35. In other words, people who fall within the definition of youth in terms of the Act. And we were debating as to whether we should not be including specifically in the advert a provision which deals with the issue of age. Having looked at the Act, Chairperson, specifically on the disqualifications that are set out in Section 10 of the Act, the committee will recall that the issue of age is not there. Although the Act in general, when you look at the pre-youth participation of youth, of persons that are older than 35. And for that reason, the matter is to have a note in the advert itself where you specifically state that preference will be given to persons under the age of 35. In other words, in that way, you do not exclude anybody upfront in line with the Act, but you make your intentions clear that because of the development and capacity building of the youth, you will give preference to those people who fall within the definition of youth. But nobody is excluded from applying. Nobody is excluded from being considered depending on what they are putting on the table. But there will be a specific preference. We see this kind of note in respect of persons with of women. We see it in all respects where there is a requirement to uplift or empower a particular category of people, that there will always be that qualification, that preference will be given to persons with disabilities, or persons with disabilities are encouraged to apply. So we thought, instead of having an exclusion, which I think will invite a lot of challenges if you put it up front, more especially if it is not in the Act. So everybody qualifies to apply, but in terms of the criteria, the committee will be entitled to set a criteria that will eliminate people. Now, if, Chair, you recall, this is a specific issue that was raised with the senior counsel, Advocate Potgieter, when he advised the Office of the Speaker. And the conclusion that Advocate Potgieter, even in the last round, was that there was nothing irrational about the committee agreeing on a criteria of age. If you look at the bigger scheme of the act, that is intended to empower youth. So even under the last round, the conclusion reached by senior counsel was that there was nothing wrong with that. But we're just thinking now, going forward, to eliminate further disputes around the issue, maybe we should craft it rather more carefully and make sure that everybody who meets the criteria set by the Act is allowed in. Then the committee, through its own determination, can eliminate candidates going forward once those CVs are in. So it is for that reason that we thought we need to put a note which speaks to the preference of persons under the age of 35. I don't know, Chair, if Dr. Tembe is online, if I'm leaving anything out in respect of the issue, but from my side, that was the only issue that we needed to deal with.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jigela. Dr. Tembe?
Thanks, Chair. I think I'm covered because we discussed the advert with Mr. Njigela. So hence, his input is a combined effort of ours. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Dr. Tembe and Mr. Njigela. Honorable members, here's the advert as we crafted it, and maybe honorable members can also comment. Honorable members, yes, the advert, can I get comments? I think, yes, Nyova. Honorable Mpiti, Nomvula, is your hand up?
No, Chairperson, sorry, my hand is not up.
Okay, any other member? I just see Honorable Mpiti's hand. Any other member? Because I don't see your hands, Honorable Members. Honorable Mpiti?
Thank you very much, Chair. I hope I'm audible. We are trying to travel back from the Free State from oversight, so I hope I'm audible. But Chair, I just wanted to come through on the point of the advert, and specifically to speak to the issue of requirements. And I do believe, Chair, as has been said, is that we need to be very specific around the requirements of the candidates that should be applying. And I know that there's already been inputs around the age that needs to be spoken about, but I think we need to really be specific in regards to the requirements of candidates who would appear or candidates who would submit their applications to serve on the board. It's up is because previously in the previous advert, the requirements were not clear to candidates as to who should be applying, as to what type of criteria is going to be used to consider candidates, and as to what type of requirements are going to be looked at, particularly when candidates come to the interview. And I raise this because, Chair, we don't want at a later stage to be questioned about the criteria. And I'm not saying we must devolve the entire criteria, but I believe it's important for us to speak directly to the core issues of requirements and criteria in terms of what candidates are selected based on, because that will then help us to avoid any challenges and issues about disclosing issues of the criteria as to why this person has been appointed. Because if it's clear from the beginning, it helps us as a subcommittee to avoid matters around whether or not successful candidates have met the requisite criteria that is required as per advert. Because the advert right now has a fundamental importance in terms of acting for me as a core guidance to any and everybody who applies going forward and to anybody who wants to challenge this process. To recommend through you, Chair, that we consider making sure that those particular recommendations on the criteria are made clear from the get-go so that we are not challenged on issues around criteria that link back to the advert and open up ourselves for critique in that particular section. But in terms of that, Chair, I would then submit that we do.
If you can tell me, Honorable Pete, tell
thank
us.
You, Chair.
No. Honorable Pete. What is it that it must be clear in the requirements? Because the requirements are according to the Act. Anything outside the Act and the Constitution of this country, it can't be put here. That's why we can't be even specific about qualifications here. We are covering ourselves. What is it that you want us to put here?
Chairperson.
And advert, Honorable Mpiti, Mbulelo Paka.
Chairperson.
Chair,
my hand is.
Yes, please.
Let me take your. I wanted Mpiti, Honorable Mpiti, to tell us what is it that he wants us to put here. Because now he's giving us a general statement. Members, when you say something, tell us we must put 1, 2, 3. Like that, you'll be helping us. I now call upon the chair. Natasha, Honorable Natasha.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. And let me welcome the presentation on the advert by the legal team. Chairperson, I think I agree fully with this advert in front of us. I think anybody who will read this advert when it goes out will see under requirements that it must be a South African citizen and that you must comply with all the requirements . Now, if I am a prospect candidate who wants to apply for this, I must then know that I must go and read the Act to familiarize myself with what criteria the subcommittee will use. So I don't find a problem with that. And then also at the end of the advert, when it comes to age, because the Act is clear, the Act don't determine that people must be under a specific or must fall in a specific age group. But then at the end, there is a note in this advert who state clearly that preference will be given to persons under the age of 35 years. So I want to welcome this chair. And I also want to thank the legal team and our staff members, because all of us in this committee, I think except one member, was part of the previous process when we were dealing with the appointment of the NYDA board. And we all received in our committee and our subcommittee meeting a presentation by the legal team. And that's why I am very glad that we've got this product in front of us. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. IT is disorganizing me. It keeps taking me out and in. Where are the people that I have already called? Can you come in that order?
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I'm not sure. You see, English is my third language. I would like that to be known up front. Look, Chairperson, I'm reading the 35-year-old kind of statement on this one. Why can't it be that applicants must not be older than 35, and that's it? Because you see, when I read it with my own English, it says to me, there's a likelihood that you might be considered even though you are above 35. That's what it says to me. Because preference will be given to 35, but it does not disqualify you if you are above 35. That's what it says to me. Not unless it's explained differently. And that's it, and we close it. I just want to get that. I'm here with the advert as is, Chairperson. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Babu Paka. The next.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I think, firstly, Chair, let me agree with you when you said that we craft the of the NYDA. Now, maybe in answering Honorable Baha, the challenge, Honorable Baha, that we would face is if we do put a or not consider an individual applicant over the age of 35, is that the act itself is not explicit around that. It doesn't guide us in relation to that one point. So for me, Chairperson, I think it is safe to say that as a committee, when crafting or when we sit in that meeting that deals with the shortlisting criteria, we are then able to insert such a clause and look into young people who will be able to serve in the board for and on behalf of other young people in South Africa. So I think that is the challenge that we are facing in relation to inserting that one clause, because we would also at the end of the day stand a chance of being challenged because it's not outlined in the act of the NYDA. And Chair, I would like to move also forward and support your request for Honorable PT to also give guidance in relation to the criteria over and above what appears in this advert that we've moved from the 12th of So how then do we insert a criteria that we've not discussed and agreed on in an advert that is supposed to be issued out in the next couple of days? Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Masiko. Honorable Natasha.
Thanks very much, Chair, and thank you for the advert presentation. Chair, I think of what needs to happen and gets to apply to sit on the board of the YDA. I think every member that will want to apply will go and see or and go and read what they are applying for. Though there's no harm in putting as the requirement on the advert, like any other job application. However, like we want, do they really take interest and to go and read what they're applying for? So we can't be also at the stage where you are feeding people everything,
no,
word by word. If you have interest, you will take interest to go and read what you're applying for. So the act is quite clear who gets to apply, who gets to qualify. Who gets to qualify in the bracket of youth? Who where does the age cut off in terms of youth? You know, it won't serve us to have a member that is 70-year-old to apply to be on a board of the NYDA. We can make that conclusion as members in a closed-up session and say, look, this person perhaps that is 70 years old, yes, they have
Honorable Mpiti.
Hi, Chair. Thank you so much. My apologies for disconnecting earlier. My battery died. Chair, so just to answer you, I think in terms of what has been put and what has been said by other honorable members in terms of the advert seems sufficient. I just wanted to just be clear in regards to what I was saying. It was related to Section 9, Subsection 4, and that's what I was trying to raise. And not to say that it needs to be repeated on the advert verbatim, but to say that there needs to be a sense that captures that
Mr. Njikelane, and Dr. Tembe, can you respond?
And it's almost similar to what is contained in the Companies Act, which is section 69(8)(f) of the Companies Act. So these members are going to sit on a board. Those are the qualifications of a director. So I think we must separate the shortlisting criteria and the advert. On the advert, it's where you specify what you want in terms of requirement. Then for the shortlisting, it's another. So because if you can look especially in terms of section 9.4, the demographics and the geographical spread, that is what is contained in the act. So those are the committee needs to look into when shortlisting, but that is not contained in the act. So let's separate these two phases, the advert and the shortlisting criteria. That is all what I can say, Chair. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Member, Mr. Njikela. Both legal people in our community, so that whatever we are doing, we must so that we cannot do things that are not legal or unlawful. Chair, is your hand up with Masiko and Nat? You forget to lower your hands. Okay. Can I think you are done with this item? Can we get a mover for the adoption of the advert? Yeah, here at the bottom, we said note preference will be given to persons under the age of 35. Why what? City under or city 35 downwards? Because if we city under, that means someone don't have 35 as that. So a preference doesn't mean someone don't have 35 when you come that. And it's Hemen.
Hey.
Before we get to see Adam.
Defines youth, which is 14 to 35. Then because the NYDA Act is part of the affirmative action, hence then there'll be preference. So that is in that context that you are saying preference will be given to persons under the age of 35, because the spirit and tenor of the NYDA Act is part of the affirmative action. And in its preamble, the NYDA Act say the spirit and the spirit and form of the NYDA Act must resonate through the agency. So it's in that spirit. So preference will be given. So as when comparing at the end, which is the for the final product, so preference will be given, but it doesn't exclude these other people above the age of 35, which is above the youth category in terms of government policy and et cetera. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Yeah, can I get a mover for the adoption of the advert? Izandla zenza jobela nje. Sengidinga zona phela izandla manje. Masiko.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I move for the adoption of the advert. Thank you.
Can I get a seconder for the adoption?
Honorable Chair?
Yes.
I second the adoption of the agenda. Of the
Honorable Malika? Yeah, it's Malika. Thank you very much, Honorable Malika. What is the next item? The next meeting will sit when? Nomvula. Is the next?
According to the top program chairperson, it's the meeting that will sit in parliament for 4 days, 5 days, the 15th to the 19th of March.
No, chairperson, can I assist?
Or is that out?
Can I just assist? For 15th to the 19th of March, chairperson, that is an administrative activity that will be taking place. Preparation of the advert, which means we will be preparing the advert, asking for the necessary March. But the next meeting of the committee is as per the amended program that was adopted, which is Monday 2024 of May, where the committee will 24 May.
Will be happening.
Yes.
Advert will go out. The newspapers.
Are you asking, Chair?
I think that's where you made a mistake. We're supposed to talk about how are we going to send out our advert, whether we're going to use print media, we're going to use what, I think it's something, but that can be managed or by administration. Are you comfortable with it, honorable members? Honorable members, can we allow our staff members to take care of the advert on how do they publicize it? All what we want to see is that the advert also, it must go to local newspapers. Nomvula, can you talk to
them?
Yebo.
I remember that the last time we had even requested for it to be accessible through the notice boards of the NYDA offices, because we understand that it's not all young people who have access to the internet as well as the newspapers. Sometimes you'd find that it gets published on Sunday newspapers, which is quite expensive. So we had requested the last time that we work with the NYDA to ensure that these adverts are also posted in the notice boards of the NYDA offices. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. You remember Nomvula?
Yes, Chairperson, we are going to follow.
My language is so okay. Repeat people African sky to one Sizulu or English or Sivenda of what, but make sure that you cover our vernacular languages also.
Yes, Chairperson, we are definitely going to follow exactly as we have done before. Make sure that all the official languages are covered as well as trying to get the newspaper advert across, which is up to the local level. What we normally do is we choose about one or two national newspapers and the rest will be regional stroke local newspapers. We also having radio adverts, Jefferson, as well. So that is the extent to which we advertise this the vacancies broadly, Chair. And also, we also noting the request to advertise at NYTA for notice boards. We are going to do that, Jefferson. Thanks.
Okay. No, thank you very much, honorable members. I think we have come to the end of our meeting, if I'm not mistaken. Is there anything left? Neliswa and Marcel? Marcel and Neliswa, now we are quiet. I'm asking, is there anything left?
Chairperson, that is the end of our agenda items. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, honorable members. Our meeting is adjourned.